Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden sat for an interview Tuesday with the National Association of Black Journalists and the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. Biden says if elected, he would not reverse President Trump's tariffs on China. He says it will take a multi-layered approach to get China to change its behavior. Stocks opened higher this morning despite worrisome signs about the U.S. job market. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrials rose about 200 points in early trading.
The rebound in the labor market that began in May appears to be losing steam. The payroll processing company ADP said this morning private employers added just 167,000 jobs last month, far fewer than forecasters were expecting. That could be a warning sign. The government's official jobs report out on Friday may disappoint. The U.S. lost more than 22 million jobs in March and April and regained only about a third as many jobs in May and June. Time card trackers Kronos and Homebase suggest job growth slowed sharply in July as the number of new coronavirus infections took off. A stalling job market would spell trouble in an economy where unemployment still tops 11%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A gigantic explosion in Beirut Tuesday has left many people homeless in the port city. The BBC's Sebastian Usher says at least 100 people were killed in the blast and about 4,000 were injured.
Those Lebanese who managed to get to sleep last night in Beirut woke to a scene described in the local media as apocalyptic. The epicenter of the blast in the port shows buildings flattened, with just the bare cliff face of a large structure still standing by the sea. The financial damage to a country already in economic collapse is being measured in billions of dollars. And with grief, a cold rage is also rising among many Lebanese against their seemingly eternal caste of political leaders, with renewed demands for them to be swept aside.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher. Republicans are calling former Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates to Capitol Hill this hour. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports they will ask Yates about investigations of some of President Trump's allies.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham plans to focus on three main areas of questioning. Why Sally Yates signed off on surveillance warrants for former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page, the Justice Department's probe of former Trump national security advisor Michael Flynn, and an Obama White House meeting about the Flynn investigation. The Republican-led hearing is part of a broader effort to scrutinize actions by the Obama administration before and after the last presidential election. Democrats in Congress argue the hearing's a waste of time. Instead, they say lawmakers should focus on threats to the 2020 election by Russia, China, and other foreign adversaries. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 246 points. You're listening to NPR News. The Associated Press has called a Michigan Democratic primary race for incumbent Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib. She had had a strong challenger. In Arizona's primary, incumbent Republican Senator Martha McSally will face Democrat and former astronaut Mark Kelly for that Senate seat. In Missouri, nurse and activist Cori Bush has ousted longtime Congressman William Lacey Clay in the Democratic primary in the St. Louis area. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar will lead a delegation to Taiwan this month. He's the most senior U.S. official to visit since 1979. As NPR's Emily Fang reports, this comes amid heightened tension between the U.S. and China.
The department said Azar would meet with COVID-19 responders and other Taiwan counterparts in a visit that will, quote, strengthen the U.S.-Taiwan partnership. The statement also contrasted Taiwan's successful containment of an initial coronavirus pandemic with, quote, authoritarian governments. The U.S. and other countries have criticized Beijing for covering up news of the virus in January. Earlier this year, Taiwan lobbied unsuccessfully to join the World Health Organization, a move Beijing opposes. That's because China sees Taiwan as its own territory and has vowed to overtake the island republic by military force if needed. As U.S.-China relations deteriorate, Taiwan has become a political flashpoint yet again. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
The National Weather Service is forecasting strong to severe storms over parts of the central high plains today. Separately, more showers could fall on mid-Atlantic states today and the Carolinas, a day after a tropical storm roared over them. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.